to Success AF, Customer Success Podcast Series. I'm JD.
And this is Elena.
Through short and insightful discussions and interviews, we will explore a variety of customer success topics and challenges and ponder multicultural nuances that create unique twists. Before I go on, just remember to hit subscribe, whichever platform you're on. But today, I'm really excited to have Rahul Gokhale, Customer Success Manager at Microsoft, to join us to discuss change management and the role of customer success.
Welcome, Rahul. I am very excited to have you here as a guest. JD, I don't know if you know, but Rahul and I started in Success together a few years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So Rahul, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. Thanks, Elena. Thanks, JD. Really great to be here. Hi, folks. I'm Rahul. I'm a customer success manager at Microsoft. I'm based in Singapore and I cover APAC.
So Rahul, you mentioned a while back that you do a lot of change management in your current role. And so you suggested this as a topic for an episode. And I think it's such a good topic for customer success, because I know back when I used to solution outsourcing deals, we always included user-focused management of change program. And I considered it a critical success factor. Just ensuring that users knew what was changing, what to expect, what they were entitled to, enabled a smoother transition, and resulted in a higher customer satisfaction quicker. And personally, in my success experience, this change management piece, while it is just as important, isn't something that I see a lot of focus on. So I'm really looking forward to hearing your perspective, Rahul.
Sure, yes. So at Microsoft, there's a lot of emphasis on change management in general, especially on the people and process side of change management.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of research in general that I think all of us know most projects typically go off budget or they exceed the go live date, right? And I think there's a lot of research that I think 70% of the reasons for those are actually non-tech related. So the reasons are often around strategy, around people and process. So you just think that it's the technology and the technology vendor, but that's a very small reason why projects actually fail or go over budget or over time and so on. So that's the main reason why there's a lot of focus on the people change of things. So right from the pre-sale cycle, even before the customer signs, and then all the way through the entire project lifecycle and then post go live as well. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done to really make sure end users adopt and start using the new system or tool or process.
Yeah. And how much of that actual work do you do versus sort of coordinating? Like, what's your role in that work?
Yeah. So my main role is to act as an advisor to the change team. So the first thing I do is I pretty much explain to my customers, these are all the things I expect you guys to do. I expect a change lead working directly for the project director. I expect a team of, again, it depends on the budget and so on and the size and so on, but between, I'll say, 2 and 5. And then I do a weekly sync up with the project leads and the change lead to essentially drive the main change management activities. I make it clear that I won't be delivering, you know, end user training or creating the script for a town hall or a video and things like that. I can advise you and give you feedback on it, but it's you guys who really need to drive it into it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And JD, what's your experience across your roles in Success?
So in my previous roles, I've always been on the vendor side, but we've always managed an open source solution. Mm-hmm. And I think in the sense of an open source solution, we were actually talking about how much of change management is actually needed, because the complexity is incremental, right? The adoption is incremental. And also because most of the time, these open source hurdles, right, technology hurdles, are actually already addressed in the open source solution itself. So whatever the customer already needs in terms of heavy technical challenges, they've already addressed it when they adopted the open source solution. So when they do come onto the commercial license, they're just picking on these extra little features. They're adopting things like just engaging with our support engineers, which is not a huge hurdle to overcome. So smaller steps, baby steps, compared to what they had to do when they implemented the solution. So I think there's also that shift that is driving more towards product-led growth, where we don't really manage the customer directly when they're on the open source, but when they come on a commercial license, then we enforce and we try to drive that change for them to adopt those features. So I think what I'm really trying to say is that if we come back to what Rahul was talking about, when he actually tried to do this change management of a complete solution change compared to what I used to experience, where it's an incremental change from the open source to the commercial license, there is a huge difference on how users adopt, how we engage with the executives on the business side and on the technical side.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? Like the scale and the complexity and the use case is really making a difference here. So if I look at my team, we typically come in when the customer's already using our product. So it is more of that incremental change. Yet we do also come in sometimes at when it is the very beginning and they have just transitioned to our tool. So that's kind of in between the approach the two of you guys are seeing.
So yeah, just wondering also, Rahul, in the role that you play for change management, what impact do you see it making? And I think you also talked about the training that you experienced when you came on board to Microsoft. So is it also formalized as part of your role for this change management piece?
Yeah, it is actually. So at Microsoft, we follow ProSci, and there's so many other models and frameworks out there. But I found ProSci to be really, really detailed and very research focused. So there's a lot of data backing up, all their findings and so on. So all CSMs, I think within the first few months, have to go through a 3-day, pretty intense ProSci training. And that's part of the mandatory requirement for training. And then me personally, I found it really useful. Like I think I've applied a lot of the concepts I learned in that training directly on my job. So, I've came from consulting. So I'd done some change management back then as well, but I hadn't really done formal training course around it. So I learned quite a few aha moments as part of the course that I hadn't quite thought of earlier. I think just to name a couple, one would be any message that you give to your end users, whether it is a C-suite or the end user itself, should be repeated 5 to 7 times.
Wow.
So that's something I'd never thought of. I was like, okay, you say do it once, maybe twice. If you do it more than that, people might say, okay, why are you saying the same thing over and over, right? But there's enough research behind it that you really understand and start to really, work on the change only after it's sort of reinforced 5 to 7 times.
Wow. So, we as humans are just not that quick.
Yeah. But one thing I was really interested about also, and for our listeners, right, this might be a question that they want to ask for fellow CSMs. How critical do you think change management is to the general CSM role?
I think it should be absolutely mandatory. I think as a CSM, right? I mean, what's our main end goal? So it is really around business value. So we are trying to make sure we generate business value because that typically leads to quote unquote stickiness and the customer not churning. And then you sort of expand your install base at the customer, right? That's the end goal. And I think to get to that business value, a key driver for it is adoption and usage. Right. Yeah. So you want to make sure that everyone's using the product and is happy using the product. Yeah. And a key driver of that typically is how are you actually preparing and equipping and supporting people through their personal change journeys. Right. So like any change or any adoption doesn't happen just by chance. Like people don't magically start doing their new job or using a new tool right after you go live. So I think there's a journey that you sort of need to embark upon to actually enable them to sort of understand what the change is, talk about what's in it for them. I think that's a key aspect of any change management journey. and then talk about how do you actually enable them to start doing things in the new world.
Absolutely agree. And I remember you saying this just now, that for humans to use any form of tools is unnatural or not really intuitive. I absolutely agree, considering that I think designs are getting better, products are getting better at doing that. But coming from a very technical world, it is absolutely unnatural. And there are a lot of hurdles. Just think about how many programming languages are out there, how many frameworks are out there just on the technical level, right? On the network level, on the OS operating system level. For example, I speak two languages. Elena, maybe you speak two. Rahul, probably two. But then there's like 6 to 7 major computing languages that are being used today to program our latest applications. Apple has their own. Android has their own. So yeah, I agree that if we do want to push for these kind of change, we will need very structured process to bring our customers through and derive and achieve that business value.
Yeah, I totally agree, Judy. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you again, Rahul, for joining us today. Really great discussion. You are, of course, welcome back anytime. Just to recap a bit of the conversations, often on the technical side of change management is considered, but you know, the people and process side can be neglected. The degree of change management needed depends on complexity and scale of the product or the solution. And most importantly, user-focused change management is critical to successful adoption and utilization, and ultimately for the customer, realization of value. And for us as success managers, that means retention, expansion, stickiness. So thank you too, as well, to our listeners for joining us again. Please do keep the feedback coming. Let us know any topics of interest or if you would like to join us on the show. And remember, like or follow Success AF on your favorite podcast platform.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks, Elena. Bye. Really great to be here. Thank you.